Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, y'all, this episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let's do a little social battery check-in. Have you been feeling drained or bursting with energy? With this new job, I know I personally have been teetering between the two. I'm super motivated, but I'm also really drained because I'm not great at setting boundaries. And every time I find myself in a state of overwhelm, it typically comes back to me not being present or self-aware of how I feel in the current moment. When we're so focused outward, it can be really difficult to focus inward. And that's where all the social cues live that tell us when we need breaks or boundaries. But for me, building self-awareness was not a natural thing. It's more natural for me to ignore how I feel. And because my therapist has helped me so much with building self-awareness over time, I've been able to look around and realize that I'm not alone in this feeling. But if you've been thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. And hopefully you can find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/makeyourbed today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/makeyourbed.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to Saturday, September 25th, 2021. Day 231. Who are you really at the core? Strip away all of the things you've accomplished in your life. Forget your jobs. Ignore for a second your hobbies and your passions. Disregard your relationships and your labels and ask yourself, who the fuck am I? And I recognize this can be an incredibly difficult question to answer, especially if we don't consider what we've achieved, received, failed, or bailed on. But I encourage you to consider who you are at your core without the labels. You're not a teacher, you're not a student, you're not a mother or a father or a friend, you're not an anxious person. So set down your nursing degree and your GPA for a minute and ask yourself about your character. And this is a tough task because our society puts so much emphasis on our relationships and our achievements. But in actuality, we're way more than what we've done and where we've gone. You are not defined by your LinkedIn or your resume or your relationships. You're a human being, an individual with inherent worth outside of all that shit. And it's your job to identify who that is. And if you're struggling with this, ask yourself the most basic character question. Are you a person who acts mostly out of fear or acts mostly out of love? Do you show up to your day-to-day tasks because you feel like you have to and you're afraid of the repercussions if you don't? Or are you someone who shows up to your life because you love yourself? And that doesn't mean every day is going to be the same answer, and it's not meant to be a call out, even if the answer is you're acting out of fear most of the time. And I do get it because this is early in the morning and these are heady conversations, but it's meant to make you think a bit about the way you're living. If you feel like a terrified child underneath all of it, that's totally okay. A lot of us do, a lot of the time. More often than not, we are running on default, and we're barely functioning, so the takeover of fear is completely natural. But if you consistently notice when you're showing up out of fear, you can start to practice reminding yourself that there's nothing to be afraid of, and ideally, you'll start to see the places where you can bring a little more love and compassion and patience to those experiences. Because the more love you show those parts of yourselves, the more love will flow around it. And this doesn't mean everything is going to be sunshine and rainbows and love and joy every minute of every day as soon as you start focusing on it. But it does mean that you don't have to be on autopilot if you don't want to be. The more you start noticing the places you show up to out of love for yourself and those around you, the more you can nurture those relationships and activities. Even if it's stuff you don't typically want to do, you can show up out of love. If you really despise certain aspects of your life, though, ask yourself how you can realistically reduce your interaction with those things in a way that works for you. Deep down, you are a light source filled with unconditional love. You're a shining star that is already having an incredible impact on the world around you, even if fear got a hold of you for a minute. Love can and will always conquer that fear as long as you remember you have the choice to do so. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcast or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.